Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We all want the best for our babies. I chose to nurse. Some women try and have, they don't have very good luck, or some women choose to use formula. Whatever you decide to do, you want to make sure that you're giving your baby its absolute best that they can get, that you can give. So Andrea, I was quite upset to hear about GMOs in infant formula.
Oh, Lisa, they're everywhere. They really are everywhere. And that's why, you know, having Leah, you know, create a petition to get them out is such a great way to create awareness for products that have GMOs, and especially when it comes to our kids.
It's so true. Well, Leah Seghetti is with us. She is an influencer, mom blogger, and the leader of Momovation, which is a large online health community for moms. Hello, Leah. We're so thrilled to have you here on Naturally Savvy.
Oh, you guys, I'm so honored to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, this is something I'm so passionate about, and so is Andrea at the GMOs. You know, I admit it, I'm a hardcore lactivist. I'm like breastfeeding all the way, but that's not always an option or a choice that women make. And it took me a long time not to be judgmental, I'm being totally honest. And I really come around. And now I feel like if a woman chooses to, you know, give formula, that's fine. But whoa, wait a second. What's with the GMOs? That's not. Tell us about what's going on out there, Leah. Yeah, tell us about that.
Here's the thing. I mean, you're right. Most women, you know, I believe in breastfeeding totally. I breastfed all three of my children. But there always comes a point where a mother has to choose between, you know, formulas. Or it's not every mom, but some moms do. And it's not the best choice, but, you know, it's like, what else do we have? And there's always donor milk. But in my case, specifically, we had an issue with allergies. And so I was kind of forced to go the formula route. And when I looked out there to see what was available to me, I was horrified, completely horrified, because, you know, I'm a big GMO, you know, get the genetically modified ingredients out of our food supply. I really, really, really feel strongly about that. But then I looked at formula, and this is the first foods that a baby gets, and to give a child genetically modified ingredients as their first food just completely floored me. And so if you look at the formulas that are out there, the vast majority of them do have genetically modified ingredients, and that's just awful. The saddest part of it is most moms don't even know that they are inside the formula. That's the first thing. They don't know. So they're not really given a choice. So, and if you told a mom there were GMOs and explained to her what it was, she gets a little cautious and she'll probably make a better choice of formula. But the point is that no child should be forced to have to, you know, eat to ingest GMOs, and their mother most likely doesn't even know. It's just like, you know, we have in Europe right now, there's all these studies that are linking GMOs to cancer, to infertility, to all kinds of nasty, nasty things, especially allergies. And to give that to a child, first of all, the mom doesn't get to consent. Second of all, even if there is just an inkling of a caution, if everyone even thinks that there's a possibility that it could be unsafe, why are we giving it to infants when they are the most vulnerable of everybody? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So what I decided to do...
No, I completely agree.
Yeah, no, No, you know, it makes such a good point, Leah, and that's okay, because you know what? We love your passion, and we're passionate about the same thing, so we totally get it. And you know, what's interesting is I was one of those moms that I wasn't able to breastfeed. I breastfed a little bit, but I wasn't able to breastfeed for a full year for my kids, and I had to give them formula. But back then, what I did is I sourced out organic formula. But you know, tell us, Leah, a little bit. So for those moms who, you know, don't have access to organic formula, who aren't purchasing organic formula, what could they look for to tell whether or not something, you know, their formula has GMO in it? What are the ingredients, the specific ingredients that they should look out for?
If it says corn solids or corn syrup solids, or if you see the word sugar, those are usually in the vast majority of all of the formulas. And if it's in your formula and your formula doesn't say organic, bingo, it's genetically modified. And it's pretty much every formula that you can purchase in the United States that isn't organic has genetically modified organisms inside of it. It's not labeled. That's the awful thing. Because when we're talking about things like canola oil and corn and sugar beets, that's pretty much all genetically modified. You can't find it without being a GMO unless you go organic. And so, you know, there are several organic brands that we can choose from. You know, some of them are better than others, but, you know, Let's just get the GMOs out of the formula. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think you're right. And another important ingredient would be anything with soy in it. So that's also hugely GMO.
Oh,
and you're right when it comes. Yeah, and you're right when it comes to there's better options than, you know, in certain ones than others. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a big believer that if you can't breastfeed and or you choose not to, because there are moms out there who choose not to, is that if you're going to use formula, to choose an organic variety, because it is better than the conventional brands that are out there, because you're guaranteed with the organic, like you said, Leah, that it won't contain GMOs.
Well, and the other thing is,
now, what
you
about
know, if you have to get an amino acid-based formula, there's pretty much the Similac, and then there's another brand called Neocate. I had to go for Neocate, and that's actually produced in the UK, and that's the only one that doesn't have genetically modified ingredients. The other option, you have a Similac. It's all GMO. And so most parents, if they have a child with allergy, if they're going with Similac, you know, and they're going with their amino acid-based formula, that's all they get. So they're forced to give that child GMOs. It's kind of like, It's just so infuriating to me. You know, I can't even imagine how companies like Abbott can get away with this. And it's just basically because people don't know. But right now we're forming so much education. We're helping people understand what's going on and what's going on with their food. And the more we talk about it and we spread this knowledge around, the more they're going to see that moms just don't want to buy this stuff and they're going to avoid it just because of the GMOs.
And I think that's a really good point. And I think the more, you know, the more people become educated. But you know what's amazing to me, Leah, is that I do a lot of speaking and I'll ask a room full of people and I'll say, you know, how many people in this room know what a genetically engineered ingredient is or GMO? Most of the time, people don't know. So I think what you're doing, you know, and having something online, it's educating the people online and getting to the moms, getting to the sources. So the more we become aware, the more we're going to know what to look for in these products and then avoid them entirely.
You're absolutely
right. Yeah, it's really true.
It's
you
really
know, Leah, I just
understand.
Want to mention...
It's
oh,
really,
I just wanted
really
to mention that. Tell us Sorry. About your petition. I want to make sure we get to that because I think that's really important. How do people sign up? Where do they find it? All that stuff.
So if you go to, it's a long URL. If you go to change.org/petitions/Similac no GMO, I am asking Abbott to take genetic modified ingredients out of their formula. That's pretty much it. That's all I'm asking for. And what I really, really want from them is to sit down and talk to them. So I am trying to get their attention so we can just open up a conversation about how you can do this. And the reason I'm going after Similac because is number one, I think they own about 43% of the formula share out there. They sell about 43% of all the formulas. That's a big, huge chunk that makes them the industry leader. Mm-hmm. And second of all, they just had a shareholder meeting about a month ago where they recognized that they had GMOs and they 97% of them voted to not source non-GMO. So they know it's in there. They're just basically saying, we're not interested in doing this. You know, and the interesting thing about that is the Abbott CEO, most likely what has happened, because we know that they went to the shareholders and explained to them, this is not a good idea. And then that's why you have 97% of the shareholders saying no way. Otherwise, I can't imagine only 3% saying, oh yeah, let's keep it in there because we want to feed that to babies. This is a great idea. You know, I think that as a company, I don't have any problems with formula companies, you know, being there. I just think that they should be responsible with the ingredients that they're sourcing, especially if they have 43% of the market share. I mean, if you have 43% of the market share, you're the industry leader, you need to take charge. You need to be a leader. And what I'm asking Abbott to do is to be an industry leader, take genetically modified ingredients out of their formula, and lead the industry in a positive change, because this needs to change. This isn't okay. We can't expose babies to things that we're not sure are safe. And I just, the labeling issue is a completely different issue, but this is one of those things where everything that you put in the baby's tummy has to be completely safe with no question of safety at all. And when we have, you know, all these studies coming out
of
Europe.
We definitely agree. No, you know what, Leah, we absolutely agree. And the studies out of Europe, they're so much more advanced than we are, which we want to hear more. So we'd love to have you back on, but unfortunately we're out of time for today. I love your passion. I love what you're doing. People, please go sign her petition. Until next time, stay connected at Naturally Savvy and Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.